Number 461, why is the divorce rate higher than it ever was? Off the top of my head, I can just give a few reasons what's making the divorce rate skyrocket. I mean, number one, we are living now in the age that it's not about commitment, and it's not about gemiras das. You go to a furniture store, you buy a beautiful piece of furniture, you can return it up to 3 months. You buy a piece of jewelry, you buy an air conditioner, you buy plates and forks and knives that look good, but they're all disposable. Everything is disposable. There's no commitment to anything nowadays. This is the mentality of the way people are living life nowadays. So that just extends itself to his marriage also. There's a lack of gemiras das, that this is it, and you know, the lack of full hakav of it, and everything is considered interchangeable and replaceable and returnable. I mean, that's just the age that we're living in, so it extends to where it doesn't belong at all. Additionally, there's the shidduch crisis is driving the divorce rate higher, because let's say a girl has a younger sister that's out of seminary for 2 years. So when she comes home after the fourth date, and she knows her parents are tearing their hair out of their heads because she's 23, the other one's 22, and then another one coming out of seminary. So she has to have like a very good reason why she's saying no. And if she doesn't really know exactly why she's saying no, it just doesn't resonate with her well, her mother and father are going to say, come on, you can't just pass on everybody. There has to be, what good did you see in him? And they're going to encourage him. And even if they wouldn't do that, she herself knows what they're going through. And it's very hard for her to say no to the guy when they know how much hopes the parents have pent in it. So she's actually marrying somebody that's not really tsukupas for her, and actually saying yes and rolling from one day to another because of the pressure that she's in crisis. Additionally, there's a disproportionate amount of growing up in dysfunctional homes nowadays. What makes that rate higher, what comes to mind is a few things. First of all, the financial stress and financial strain today that keeping up with the Joneses, what you have to have. And many people don't have it and they're struggling, so that financial strain creates shalom bayis problems and other problems and the like, and sometimes the people are even angry at their children for costing them that much, if they're really struggling and trying to afford it, so that will make a strong lack of peace and harmony in the home, and that breeds and develops dissatisfied, disgruntled people that when they go into marriage, they're going to bring that in with them. Additionally, the reason why there's a lot of homes that are dysfunctional and not producing well-bred people is because of the Yitzchad HaRayis that's very rampant now and very available. And any man or woman that's arranged on that or has tasted that, Memela loses a lot of time in their spouse, and the Memela that creates a tremendous stress and strain in the house, and no one can be made into it, no one's really acknowledging it, but it just from the different Mechshalim. And loy me boya that Memela his children could be b'nei tesmides of Maharabi Shacher Suchadayma, that he's creating a child that's lucky in his demus haruchni. So there's a disproportionate amount of the children that are growing up today that are be'etzim lucky in their demus haruchni, machmas b'nei tesmides, which are much more rampant now because of how the Yitzhar Rayas is marakel his b'neinu yatzilinu balarachimim. These would be additional reasons why there's a higher divorce rate. One other reason that comes to mind is that the youth today do not encourage their parents meddling. The children are not asking them their advice. The children have a big need to sense independence. In fact, I've heard that some children will even tell the parents, don't call me at night, wait till I call you, don't call, they're breaking free from independence. And most of that is because since they are not financially independent, so they have two choices, either being very kafuf to the people that are feeding them or to kick them in the face and somehow manage to take the money anyways. And with parents, you could get away there. You could kick them in the face and stumble your back with the love of parents, it'll still work. But then you're left without the support of close family and a father and mother and transferring, you don't have their support. You're always busy bazaging them and saying, let me live life on my own and just doing the proper things and coming up over Shabbos, but you're not involving them in your life. So that could also lead to divorce because now you don't have the eitz inside, you don't have the chizuk that you need. There's a family support. If a person has a very good relationship with his father, a very good relationship with his shredder, it usually needs a lot of strong support. So these are all reasons that come to mind why the divorce rate is higher than it ever was. But the shaila is not asking, what are we doing to be misaken it? So I guess that would be the main question. So I would have to think about that long and hard, but right now we can say that the idea of the sakana is at least chatzi atzola. Being aware of what are the causes and the garment of this horrific thing, so everybody will know to take some sort of measures to protect himself.
How would you ask your parents about marriage advice? They're always going to be knighted to your side automatically.
I would think that. I would think if you have parents about das, they're not going to be knighted to your side. They're going to want you to win. They're going to want it to work. And they know how much influence the other side has. I would think that they would not do that. I would think that. If the parents are baridas, they'll tell you where you have to give and what you have to do.
So you can't go home and call your parent. You can't like speak to your parent and say, listen, my wife had a nervous breakdown. What do I do with that?
That's for sure. When she has a nervous breakdown, you must tell them. We're talking about trying to avoid the nervous breakdown. But no, a very good, strong relationship with a boy with a father or a shver or a shriga and a mother is be'etzim good, even if you're not talking to them about the particular subjects. It be'etzim a very big power to a person, a big strength to a person, that he can interact well and be very close and live some other person's life as much older than him and really likes him as out for his good. That itself is a big strength, even if it's not directly asking them what to do with your wife. I understand that. I wasn't saying that they're the Yerushalmi by his counselors. But that's what it's about. Most people are busy, you know, they find their parents, sometimes correctly, sometimes incorrectly, being like a little meddly and a little pain in the neck, a little overbearing and a little this. And because at this one time, they're 15, they're kicking them in the face. I mean, this is not even a marriage-born thing. This, in many families, this is what's going on to some degree. Some are more able about it, some are less able about it, some give one-word answers when you start asking questions. Saying, where were you? No, 18-year wants to be asked where you were. Well, I was out with friends. I was out with friends. Like, nobody wants any medal, you know. So it's Parishat Torah, V'loivish Torah, and I guess it ends up, you end up paying for that. You don't have that close relationship and that strength to deal with all the things you're dealing with. There's a certain moral strength that a person will gain from that kind of relationship.
Hopefully when the child turns 20s and he's grown up and matured, he's not act like a teenager.
No, I understand, but he's already lost that relationship. He doesn't seek it. He sort of thinks he can do it on his own. People like to, they have a tendency to overrate their abilities, and that's just what it is. You know, so I'm not pointing fingers on anybody and everybody, but I could say that this is definitely, at least, we're going to be very charitable. It's definitely a miyata nika that suffers from this. Again, that's being very charitable. You know what I mean? It's charity? You're being charitable. Okay.